It's Wednesday, June 8th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. It was a sweep for Hillary Clinton in the final Super Tuesday primaries last night. She savored the victory as the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee and the first female nominee of any major party in American history from Brooklyn, New York.
We believe that cooperation is better than conflict. Unity is better than division. Empowerment is better than resentment. And bridges are better than walls.
The former Secretary of State took New Jersey, North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, New Mexico, and California. Despite polls showing it would be close in the Golden State, Clinton trounced Sanders 63-36%. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan chided Donald Trump for what he called a racist comment, but Trump is not apologizing for it. Meanwhile, Republican Illinois Senator Mark Kirk, facing a fight for his political survival, has withdrawn his support for Trump's presidential bid, according to Fox News. Yesterday, he tweeted this, "Given my military experience, Donald Trump does not have the temperament to command our military or our nuclear arsenal." A Mennonite pastor named Nguyen Cong Chin has been in prison in Vietnam since 2011. And according to International Christian Concern, his wife, Tran Thi Hong, has been arrested for her advocacy on her husband's behalf. Reports say she has been tortured and ordered to cease her advocacy for prisoners. The Christian Post reports that the wife of a Nigerian pastor, 74-year-old Bridget Abahim, was stabbed to death by attackers at a market in Kano last week, allegedly because she insulted the Muslim prophet Muhammad. Parishioners were told to pray in silence to avoid offending migrants at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Ventimiglia, Italy, near the French border, noted Breitbart. A Catholic charity is using the church to facilitate a mass migration of Muslims into Europe. What do you know? Boys running on the female track team are winning races. An Alaskan high school is allowing a high school boy named Natafon Wingyat, who's telling people he's a female, to compete against girls on the track team. Fellow athletes are not so thrilled with the arrangements, according to local media reports. 2 Thessalonians 2:11 and 12 says, "For this reason, God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." Gun sales in America are booming. WorldNet Daily reports that last month set another gun-related background check record, making it the 13th month registering an all-time high. There were 300,000 more checks than May of 2015 and nearly a million more gun-related background checks than May of 2008. The Worldview asked Stephen Gutowski of the Washington Free Beacon about what inspired the gun sales.
Some people in the gun rights community think that the reason we're having these all-time highs in gun sales is because the gun control movement, who want to restrict access to firearms, who want to make it more difficult for people to get firearms, who want to and certain types of firearms. And so that drives the average American to want to go out and get those guns before they're not allowed to anymore.
Johnny Depp was a no-show. And even Bill Nye, the science guy, and Las Vegas magician Penn Jillette failed to inspire attendance at the Atheist Reason rally in Washington, D.C. this past Saturday. The group was hoping to attract 30,000, but only 7,000 braved the rain the Lord sent for the rally. "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." Psalm 14:1. One of the world's most respected scientists has said there is scientific proof that points to the existence of God. Christian Headlines reports that according to the Geophilosophical Association of Anthropological and Cultural Studies, scientist Michio Kaku, who is known as one of the developers of the revolutionary string theory, stated, quote, "I have concluded that we are in a world made by rules created by an intelligence," unquote. Women who were virgins before marriage are the least likely to divorce after 5 years, according to the results of a new study released Monday by the Institute for Family Studies. However, The National Survey of Family Growth finds that only 5% of Americans are virgins on their wedding day. Most Americans today believe premarital sex is acceptable and are likely to have three or more sexual partners before marriage. 1 Thessalonians 4:3-5 says, "It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control your own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the pagans who do not know God." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, June 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.